Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, and if you'd like to connect with me online, you can do so at www.karencam.com. Okay, well, today's show, I think it's kind of an exciting show, and why I think it's exciting is because it's about sugar addiction. Now, for those of you that think you have a sugar addiction, we can actually test it out. Now, if you don't have a sugar addiction, but you can't stop eating sugar, you actually might have a sugar allergy or even a sugar intolerance. So I'm going to back up a little bit and tell you why I decided to do a show on sugar. Well, you know, I've been doing a lot of nutritional reading, and I've come to find out that sugar, probably sugar and caffeine, are probably the two most addictive substances known to man. Not cocaine, not marijuana, not LSD. Sugar and caffeine. So I'm sure those of you listening out there are probably nodding your heads like, yeah, I can see that. So, you know, our sugar consumption back in the 1700s was something like 4 pounds per person per year, something like that. I mean, it was really quite small. I know that sounds a lot, 4 pounds. But if you think about it, you know, a pound isn't, you know, you can hold a pound in your hand practically. So recent statistics at the USDA show that our sugar and sweetener consumption has been around, depending on which page you look at, between 140 and 180 pounds per person per year. Yeah, 180. That's a lot of sugar. That's a lot of sweetener. So sweetener including, you know, high fructose corn syrup, that sort of thing. Not just cane sugar. So there's a lot of sugar that's in processed food, and especially the low-fat food, because they are low-fat doesn't mean they're actually good for you. And low-fat often, because the fat is gone, it's tasteless, so they have to put something else to replace it. So they often put sugar in the form of corn syrup and some other names that you may not recognize as sugar. But sugar is incredibly harmful to our bodies and does a bunch of things. One is that it actually stops our white blood cells from functioning. The white blood cells are there as part of our immune system. So they say that, the experts say that sugar, consuming sugar, has a way of kind of immobilizing our white blood cells in our immune system for a good 4 hours after the sugar dose. 4 hours! And it's no wonder when people, you know, eat sugar-laden Christmas cookies and that kind of thing, where everybody starts getting the flu. It's not necessarily because the flu bug is suddenly, you know, around where it wasn't a week ago. It's because people are consuming sugar and their immune system goes down. So at least that's one possible explanation for it. The second thing is that sugar feeds not only you, but sugar feeds all those little critters that we all carry in our bodies. Some are good, some are bad. Unfortunately, the bad ones that we carry in our bodies, in our intestines, the pathogenic, meaning bad for us, bacteria, yeast, mold, fungal, parasites, they love sugar. So if you've got sugar cravings, you're likely harboring the significant numbers of these little critters. So when you get a sugar craving, they're often the ones giving you the craving. And they're the ones saying, feed me, feed me, feed me. So sugar's not just sugar. Some people go, oh, I don't eat sugar. I really don't eat sweets. And then I find out they love pasta and bread and all sorts of carbohydrate grains like that. Well, guess what? Those quickly get converted to sugar, and your sugar in your blood spikes when you eat those things. Two slices of whole wheat bread increases the sugar spike in your blood more than a tablespoon of sugar, pure sugar. Crazy, isn't it? But hey, that's the way it is. That's how your physiology works. So when you have cravings, sometimes it's these little critters that are actually wanting to be fed. So alcohol is another great form of sugar for them. They love that. They love to love to eat alcohol forms of sugar. And I won't go on more about the other kinds of forms, but those are kind of the biggies, you know, and obviously anything that's sweet that has sugar in it, and not all sugar is created equal. But let's go back to our topic about, are you sugar allergic? Are you sugar intolerant, or are you addicted to sugar? Now, people think, well, what's the difference between allergy and intolerance? Well, there is a difference in terms of how your body reacts to the sugar. Allergy is more like you get like an immediate reaction to sugar. Now, some people will notice that as swelling, some people itching, some people just notice they want more. Weight gain, like, that's fairly quick. You know, within hours, don't feel well, stomach ache, that kind of thing. So that's more like an allergic reaction. Now, the intolerance, and by the way, the allergic reaction sometimes is very, very difficult to test for that in your blood. They don't usually test for that kind of allergy. They test for things like peanut allergies, but they don't really test for sugar allergies that often. So intolerance, on the other hand, is you can actually test for that. The ALCAT test, which I've mentioned on previous shows, does test for that. ALCAT will test for cane sugar and other types of sweeteners and other types of foods that you may be intolerant to. So what's the difference? So the type of reaction in your body is different. Both, you know, have some sort of inflammatory response, but one is a true allergic response, and there's certain chemicals in the body that are released called IgE. Antibodies. And then the other, the intolerance, it's actually your white blood cells causing an inflammatory response. You don't get the same allergenic chemicals in the blood. So it's kind of like, you know, oranges and apples. You're kind of testing two different things. So you may have a sugar intolerance, which might be, you know, 3 days after you eat some sugar, you gain weight, have a rash, get diarrhea, constipated, you know, get moody, you know, that kind of thing. It may not be immediate, oftentimes within 72 hours, but sometimes even outside of that. Food intolerances can cause reactions days later. So that's the tricky part of the intolerance, knowing what it is that you're intolerant to. And then there's sugar addiction, and that can come in a true physical addiction, and that can come as a psychological addiction. So how do we figure all this out without doing lots of expensive testing and guessing and that kind of thing? Well, I've been using the emotion code in my practice to help to actually figure out whether people have any of those issues. So what I do is that I will use the emotion code, and I will muscle test each of my patients for their different systems, you know, see what different systems in their body are dysfunctional or what's working well. And a lot of my patients have problems with their endocrine system, so their hormonal system, so their adrenals and their thyroid. A lot of them have problems with their immune system. A lot of people have problems with their detoxification organs. So I can actually test each of these individually using muscle testing. Okay, it's not rocket science. You can do this on your own as well. So I will test a percentage of optimal function. So, for example, I'll ask the body, okay, what percentage of optimal function is Susie's adrenals, you know, adrenal system? Is it at least 50%? And I'll muscle test yes or no. If I'm strong, it'll say yes, you know. And I'll say, okay, is it at least 60%? Yes or no. Is it at least 70%? Yes or no. So if it says no, then I go backwards. So if it's not 70%, but it's greater than 60%, then I ask, is it between 60 and 65% of optimal health? And if I muscle test yes, then I know it's somewhere between 60 and 65% of optimal health. So then I'll muscle test, okay, is it exactly 61%? And if it's weak, that means it's no. And then 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%, you know, for example. And then whatever I go strong on, that's exactly the current, you know, efficacy of, not efficacy, the current level of adrenal health they have at this moment. So what's really interesting is I have a lot of people with low adrenals. So I'll test them and they'll go, you know, is it at least 50? No, 40? No, 30, 20, 10, 5, 4, 3, 2. And they'll be at 2% of optimal adrenal function. They'll be at 2% of thyroid optimal thyroid function. They may be at 5% optimal immune system function. I had a woman who came in who was about, you know, about 4 or 5% immune function. And so we actually checked in with her body, and she was getting sick a lot. Like every week she had something. So I said, well, let's check it out. And she had about 4% immune function. 4% of optimal. So then I asked the body, are there any trapped emotions causing immune dysfunction? In her case, there were. So we got rid of, like, you know, 10, 12, something like that, trapped emotions. Immediately her immune function bumped up to 100%. And she has since maintained between 95 and 100%. Whenever we test her, she has not gotten sick either. And what's really interesting, we started working on other things. And one of the things was about sugar. This person actually could not stop eating sugar. By the way, if you would like to, I know some people called and asked me they said they're going to have their hands up, so you can do that. You can actually call me on the show live, and I can figure out whether you actually have a sugar allergy, addiction, or intolerance. The number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, it's 818-514-1190, and just hit 1, and we'll do this in order. I see somebody already has their hand up, so you'll be first. We're going to get to that just in a minute. So what I find in the office is that if somebody does have a sugar intolerance or allergy, especially they often have other ones too, like gluten, I'll kind of test them or muscle test them for the various intolerance. So I'll ask, does Annie have a gluten intolerance? Yes or no. Does she have a gluten allergy? Yes or no. And sometimes they'll have an allergy, not an intolerance. It's interesting. And then I'll do sugar, and then I'll do casein and whey, which are part of dairy. I'll do soy, I'll do corn, peanuts, kind of the main ones. And what's really fascinating is that 90% of the time when I ask the body, okay, which, of these, are there any trapped emotions that are causing the sugar allergy or the sugar intolerance or the gluten allergy, gluten intolerance? It's amazing how 90% of the time there are actually trapped emotions causing or contributing to the allergy, intolerance, or addiction. So I'm like, well, that's interesting. So that happened to my significant other, James. He was he's been struggling with gluten sensitivity for the last year or two and has been completely gluten-free. But, if he ate even just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of gluten, his hands would swell, his back would hurt. He wasn't a happy camper. So over Christmas, we discovered he had several trapped emotions that were causing the gluten allergy. In his case, it was an allergy. And we got rid of those. It took us two times to do it, two separate days to do it. But he has since been not gluten sensitive. In other words, he can eat pizza, much to my chagrin, without a gluten reaction anymore. But anyway, you can do this with sugar as well. And what I find is when we actually get rid of the trapped emotions causing the sugar allergy intolerance, and we actually wipe clean that slate, amazingly, when I retest, and I'm talking immediately in the same visit, okay, if I'm able to relieve that sugar allergy or intolerance or addiction, the trapped emotions associated with that, when I retest those organ systems, the adrenals, the thyroid, the immune system, the detoxification organs, so on and so forth, amazingly, the function bumps right up. Now, it may not be 100%. Some of them are. I've seen adrenals go from 2% to 100% just by getting rid of the trapped emotions causing the sugar allergy. Incredible. Really, really incredible. Now, if we get rid of your sugar allergy one day, will it come back? It's possible. Sometimes there are other trapped emotions that are underneath that want to come to the surface, especially if you eat sugar, like right after we do the procedure. But, for James, it took, 2 days. We got rid of 8 trapped emotions. He was no longer gluten allergic. He ate 3 buns the next day, no pain, or very little anyway. And I retested him. He was allergic again to gluten. We got rid of 13 more trapped emotions that showed up. And then after that, he has since tested not sensitive or not allergic to gluten. So let's do this with sugar. So what we're going to do is I'm going to unmute the phone. The first person, let's see, your phone number ending in 7730. Just give me your first name, if you will. Hello.
Pat.
Hi, Pat. All right. So is it okay if I am a proxy for you and I can muscle test you through my own body?
Sure.
Okay, awesome. So I'm just going to take a moment and just appreciate the divine and that, you know, all this can't be possible without connection from spirit. So I'm just going to thank spirit for being with us today. And I'm going to ask my body, can I be proxy for Pat? Yes. Okay, so muscle testing strong. Okay, so let's ask Pat's body. Okay, so Pat. Pat, are you allergic to sugar? Okay, I'm getting a no. Okay, Pat, are you intolerant of sugar? Are you intolerant of sugar? Yeah, I'm getting a yes. Okay, let me check. Pat, are you addicted to sugar? No. Okay, so we got a yes on the intolerance. So let's check to see whether there are any trapped emotions causing or contributing to the intolerance. So are there any trapped emotions causing Pat's sugar intolerance? Yes. Okay. So approximately how many? And I say approximately because it's not an exact number, but pretty close. So how many trapped emotions are causing the sugar intolerance in Pat? At least 5? Yes. Okay. The answer was yes. At least 10? Yes. At least 15? No. Okay, so 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay, so there's about 13 trapped emotions that are contributing or causing to the sugar intolerance. So just to see, let's check, would it be okay, Pat, if we checked into your immune system, see where it's functioning at right now?
Oh, sure, please. Thank you.
Okay, great. All right, so. Okay, is Pat's immune system functioning at 100% of optimal health? Okay, that was a no. Is it functioning at least 50% of optimal health? Yes. Okay, was it functioning at least 60% of optimal health? Yes. At least 70? Yes. At least 80? Yes. At least 90? Yes. At least 95? No. So is it at 90, 91, 92, 93? 93, pretty darn good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Okay, let's check another system. What do you want to do, adrenals? Or
yes.
Okay, so let's check. Okay, so where is Pat's adrenal function right now as a percentage of optimal health? Is it at least 50% of optimal? No. At least 40? No. At least 30? No. 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. So we're at 5 right now, 5% optimal adrenal health. Okay, you can also test if there are trapped emotions causing adrenal dysfunction, so I'll go ahead and do that. So are there any trapped emotions causing Pat's adrenal dysfunction? No. Okay, so it's not showing up, at least not at this moment. No. So we can also ask if we release some of the trapped emotions causing the sugar intolerance, would that improve Pat's adrenal function? And the answer is yes. Okay, so muscle testing strong, that's a yes. So let's just go ahead and let's see if we can release one trapped emotion and see what it does to your adrenal health, shall we?
Okay.
All right. So now, of course, you can't see this over radio, but I'm looking at the emotion code chart. And so we're going to ask, is this trapped emotion causing a sugar intolerance in column A? Okay, that was a no. Column B, that was a yes. Okay. Is it in an even row? No. Is it in an odd numbered row? Yes. Okay. Is it row 1? No. Row 3? No. Row 5? Yes. Okay. Is it trapped emotion conflict? No. Creative security? No. Terror? Terror. Okay. So the trapped emotion is terror. Okay. Is this Pat's trapped emotion? No. Doesn't belong to you. Okay. Does it belong to one of her parents? Does it belong to one of her parents? Yes. Okay. Is it her mom's? Yes. Okay. Is this inherited? No. Okay, so this was your mom's. Let's see what age you were when you got this. Was Pat less than 10? No. Was she between 10 and 20? No. 20 and 30, 30 and 40. How old are you now, Pat?
67.
Okay. Age 40 and 50, 50 to 60. Okay, 60, 67. Okay, I'm not getting anything. Hang on, let me go back. Is this Pat's terror? No. It's her mother's. Yes. Is this inherited? No. Was Pat younger than 10 years old? No. Was she born? Okay, hang on. Oh, woo, you got one of those weird ones. Okay, because I'm not getting anything, so that's a little weird. Okay, so is this terror that was before conception. Oh, figures you would you would have one of these ones. This is like 1 in 100. Okay. So this hair was before conception. Yes. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. We're gonna get my little patch here. Let's get rid of this. Okay, so the terror was preconceptual, meaning that you didn't get it from your ancestors. This was one that it was even before you were born, even before you were conceived. So think of yourself in kind of like spirit form, and you know, the different spirit guides are showing you the world, saying, okay, this is going to be your mom, this is going to be your dad, this is going to be where you're going to live, this is how you're going to, you know, grow up. And in spirit form, you're like, holy beep. So terror is one of the ones that does tend to show up. It, like I said, it's rare to find that, but that just happens to be, you know, it is what it is for you. So that's a biggie. So let me see if we can, let me see if your body will let us release this. Can we release this terror from Pat? Yes. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead. I'm acting proxies for you. So I'm actually going to go ahead and do the emotion code technique, which in this case is swiping a magnetic or energetic tool 3 times over my governing vessel meridian. In this case, I'm doing it over my head. And you can use a magnet, you can use life wave pads, you can use, other different tools. You can even use your fingers for that matter. Okay, so let me check. Were we able to release this tear from Pat? Yes. Okay. Cool. Very cool. So is Pat still intolerant of sugar? Yes. Okay, so we only released one, but let's see. Is Pat's adrenals functioning at greater than 4% of optimal? Yes. Okay, is it greater than 10%? Yes. Greater than 20? Yes. 30, 40, 50? No. So 45? No. So 40, 41, 2, 3. So you're up to 43% already. So that's okay. Kind of a big jump, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and what do we have? 4% to 43, something like that?
Right to 43. Uh-huh.
Yeah, wow, that's really cool. That's really cool. So I'm going to move on to the next person, Pat, but thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Okay, so if those listening are wondering, well, how do I do this? It's not that hard. This is called the Emotion Code, and I had interviewed Dr. Bradley Nelson several times, actually, about the Emotion Code and also his body code. And he actually has a special for my listeners where you can learn how to do this on your own. Really, it is not rocket science. You do have to learn how to muscle test, which he shows you on his DVD and in his book. Really great pictures. He has about 5 different ways you can self-muscle test. I actually use a different one, which is so that'll be 6 if you include the one that I do that I actually have on YouTube, actually how to self-muscle test using one hand. And then you just kind of follow the chart. And I think, you know, he's been very generous. His $380 program, which includes the e-book, the audio book, the 6-set DVD, and the magnet with the emotion code chart, normally sells for about $380-something. And for our listeners, he has it for only, I think, $97 or something. It was amazing. Anyway, so if you're interested in getting the self-learning course, it's at KarenKan.com/emotion. So KarenKan.com/emotion. Okay, and then you can see what his special is here. So we have another caller. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about sugar addiction, allergy, and intolerance, and how releasing those, assuming you have trapped emotions causing them, can actually boost up a lot of your other systems in your body. It's amazing what I found in the office. So if you're just calling in, the number to call is 818-514-1190, and just hit 1 so I know that your hand is up. So the next caller, we have a phone number ending in 1231. Okay, so 1231. Hello, your first
Grace.
Name?
Grace.
Hi, Grace.
Hi.
Hey, hi. Okay, so you want to figure out whether you have any sugar addiction, intolerance, or allergy?
Yeah, I would love to. I know I have quite a few.
Okay. So let me just make sure I'm unconnected with Pat here first.
Okay,
there we go. And I'm going to reconnect with you, Grace. So I have your permission to act as your proxy?
Yes.
Okay, so let me take a moment. Okay, good. So it says, yes, I can act as your proxy. Okay, so does Grace have a sugar addiction? Yes. Okay, does Grace have a sugar allergy? Yes. Does Grace have a sugar intolerance? No. Interesting. So
I have an allergy.
You have an allergy and an addiction. So let me just check. Is the addiction physiologic? No. Is addiction psychologic? Yes. Okay, so psychological addiction and sugar allergy. So this is one thing we didn't do with Pat. We can do with you, Grace. We can time it when you started it. So when did Grace first have manifest her sugar allergy? Was it before the age of 10? No. Before the age of 20? No. Before the age of 30? No. Before the age of 40? No. How old are you now, Grace?
57.
Okay, before the age of 50? Before the age of 50? Between 40 and 50, 45 and 50, 45, 6, 7, 8, 48, it's saying. Give or take a year, it's not that exact. So around age 48, 47, 48, 49, anything happen? I mean, you don't have to reveal it if it's private, but anything you can think of that happened around that time that was significant,
yes.
Emotionally?
Congestive heart failure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, when I had a transplant.
Oh, my. Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
A heart transplant?
Yes, I'm 9 months post.
Wow.
But I was 3 years congestive heart failure, so.
Okay, but around that age you had a heart transplant?
No, I had the heart transplant 9 months ago.
Oh, 9 months ago. Okay, okay. Well, I was just
going to ask. But at 48, I've been very, very sick, like, all these years with my heart.
Wow.
And Lyme disease.
Well, that's pretty significant. Okay, so let me ask. Your body, are there any trapped emotions causing the sugar allergy? Yes. Okay, so approximately how many? More than five? Yes. More than 10? No. So five, six, seven. So there's seven, approximately. Okay, so it could be eight, it could be nine, you know. So about seven. Okay, are there any trapped emotions causing the sugar addiction? Yes. Okay, about how many? Less than five? 5 to 10, 10 to 15, 15 to 20, 20 to 25, 25 to 35, 35 to 45. Greater than 50, okay, no. So 45 to 50, okay, 45, 6, 7, 8, 48 trapped emotions related to the sugar addiction.
Wow, that's a lot, isn't it?
It does seem a lot. Now, sometimes what will happen is we'll release some trapped emotions with a sugar allergy, and then that number will drop. I don't know why it does. It just does sometimes. Not always, but sometimes it'll drop. So let's just check in with, let's see, what function in your body do you think you're most interested in checking in? What level of health is that
stomach.
At this point? Okay,
stomach.
So digestive system?
And
or
brain.
Stomach specifically?
Stomach and brain.
Okay, so let's just
say digestive, you're right, digestive system.
Digestive, okay. So we'll work it as a system. I mean, I can ask stomach by itself, but let's ask the system. So what level of optimal digestive function is Grace experiencing? At least 50%? No. 30, 20, 10, 5, 4, 3, 2. 2. That was a good one. 2%. Okay. So, okay. Let's see. We got 2 minutes left in the show. Let's see if your body will let us release the trapped emotions. Are you up for that?
Yeah, I really am.
Okay. All right. So, can we release the trapped emotion causing Grace's sugar allergy today? Yes. Okay, column A, column B, even row. I'm going real fast here. Even row, odd row, 1, 3. Okay, so row 3, column B. Okay, is it confusion, defensiveness, grief, self-abuse? Okay, is this Grace's? No. Does it belong to one of her parents? No. It belongs to her husband? Yes. Oh, I hope he's not listening. okay, so belongs to, are you married?
Yes, and I knew that, kind of.
Okay.
I believe that probably be very true.
Okay, when did Grace absorb this in the last 10 years? No. Okay, before the age of 30? No. Between 30 and 40, 40 and 50, 50 and 60, 55 and 60. Okay, 55, 6, 7, 8, 58. So around 58 years old, you absorbed that from him. It's very common for us to absorb it from other people. Is there anything else?
I'm 57.
Okay, you're 57. So let me back up here, make sure. Again, it's give or take a year. So did Grace absorb this in the last year? From her husband? Yes. Okay. So is this, is there anything else you need to know about this? Okay. Body saying no. So we can release it now? Yes. Okay. So we're going to do 3 swipes here on the governing vessel channel, and I'm acting proxy for you, so I'm going to do it on myself. Okay. So there we go. Were we able to release this from Grace? Yes. And from her husband as well? Yes. Excellent. Okay. So let's check in. Is the Grace's digestive system functioning greater than 2% right now? Yes. Okay. Greater than 5? Yes. Greater than 10? Yes. Greater than 15? Yes. Greater than 20? No. So 15, 16, 17, 18, 16, 17, 18, 19. So you're at 19% right now, digestive function. So we got rid of one of the trapped emotions that's causing the sugar allergy. There are others, of course, as we talked about. But, you know, everybody can, you know, thank you so much, Grace, for volunteering.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Okay, so we're running out of time. I know we went real quick today. Thank you so much for our volunteers that asked to check in whether they have any sugar allergy, addiction, or intolerance. By getting rid of the trapped emotions causing these things, you can really improve your overall health. And I've had lots of examples from my practice, which I'd love to tell you all of them, but all the stories. But if you want to learn more about the emotion code, go to KarenCann.com/emotion. Until next time, take care, everyone.